We're recording now, Capper.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is the pre-construction meeting for Project 260291. It's located in Sauter County on State Route 335 at the 1.72 mile marker. The project consists of improvement of 0.02 miles of State Route 335 by lining a twin 156-inch culvert over Bonzer Run and replacing a section of the southern culvert at the end. Minor roadway work will be necessary to reestablish the slopes. Contractor is Turnkey Tunneling. The area engineer will be myself, Chris Capper. The project engineer will be Levi Munn. The project inspector will be Trenton Opworth. The designer of record is District 9 ODOT Engineering. And the project manager is Mr. Josh Zikafus. Who will be the project manager for Turnkey?
Elliot Baum.
Elliot, what was it?
Baum, B-A-U-M.
And who will be your superintendent?
Gary Ison.
How do you spell that last name?
I-S-O-N.
Okay. And who would be a good work zone emergency contact?
Either one of us.
Okay. And we have asphalt on this one.
No
asphalt? Okay, so you don't need an asphalt field quality control supervisor. A local agency is inside the city of Portsmouth, so you might have to coordinate some stuff with them. Brings us to environmental. We have Mr. Brandon Beck, our district environmental coordinator.
Yes, so we've got bat tree cutting restrictions. So you cannot remove any trees from April 1st through September 30th. Got to do it all from October 1st through March 31st. Any issues with that? Any trees out there? It's good.
I think they're all gone.
Yeah, I think they already cleared them all.
Came down. Cool. Thank you. There is a waterway permit, so you've got 60 linear feet of temporary impact, 30 linear feet of permanent impact to Bosner Run. There are temporary fill restriction dates from December 1st through May 31st, so no temp fill between those dates. Any issues with that? Spill kits required, must be located within 150 feet of any equipment working in the stream. Details and requirements are found in Section 8 of the special provisions. If you have any sort of temporary access fill, you'll need to refer to Section 11 of the special provisions. Make sure any sort of TAF plan is in compliance with the special provisions. Sometimes that can trip people up, so just reach out to me if anything's confusing on that. Finally, the discharge of demo debris is not authorized for this project. If debris falls into the stream, remove it immediately and notify the area engineer in writing. That's all that I have. Any questions? Back to you, Capper.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. I think I might be missing a page of the agenda.
Yeah, you're skipping me.
The second page in the back there. Didn't print them.
I just got two copies of three pages. This is the second page. I'm missing.
Please.
All right. Sorry about that. I was going through there. I was like, I'm missing something. All right. The total contract amount, $1,341,422.20. It was awarded on June 19th, 2026. And the contract was signed on July 9th, 2026. We did have... the completion date is November 30th, 2026, and that was changed by Addendum 1. We do not have any interim completion date. Keep in mind your workers' comp will expire on July 1st, 2027. Hopefully we're done and gone by then, but if we do get to that date, you'll need to send your renewal certificate to the district office to the attention of Roseanne Barnett. Okay. When do you plan on starting?
We've got survey coming in 8-3, and then... Kirk doing some excavation, I think, either that week or the week of the 10th, yeah, depending on your schedule, and then we're planning on coming in the week of the 10th.
Okay. And what will your hours of work be?
Monday through Thursday, 7 to 7. Thursday's a shorter day, sorry. There'll be...
2 to 3 o'clock, yeah.
What was it?
Monday through Thursday. Monday to Wednesday are 7 to 7. Thursday is 7 to 2, 3 o'clock.
I'll just leave it 7 to 7 that way if you guys are
perfect
catching up from a rain day or something. Okay. We don't have any progress meetings scheduled at this time, but at any point during the project, if you guys want to have a progress meeting, just let me or Levi know, and we can set one up, either a quick Teams call or in the field, whatever works better.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, you are not pre-qualified to perform work type 46, landscaping, work type 39, maintenance of traffic, for a total of $7,819.41, or 0.58% of the work. All right, subs. I got a list here. I have Garcia Surveyors and Mid-Atlantic Maintenance.
RC will be on there as well. We had some issues. They were not in the available contractors to add as a sub.
Yeah, it's got to be put in a certain way. They had a hard time when they went to put us in for the SBE that day.
Okay.
We have trouble getting it to pull up sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't put his periods in there, and it has to be exactly the way that you did it in the system.
Yeah,
it's got to
be exactly, yeah. So.
But it's being resolved now, and you've submitted it?
Okay. Yeah.
Just make sure it's in there and approved before you show up. Do you anticipate using any other subs at this time?
Nope.
Okay. That brings us to CCO, Certified Payrolls. We have Ms. Brandy Tatman, our District Contract Compliance Officer.
All right. For your payroll reminders, it's your responsibility to submit certified payrolls weekly for week's work without prompting from ODOT. Make sure that you put them in CRL starting 3 weeks after the project start date. Apprentices must have a valid apprenticeship certificate on file for each payroll that's submitted. Do you know where your bulletin boards can be placed yet?
I do not.
Just let me know where that's going to be 48 hours in advance. Because it's federally funded, the board will be posted on site and easily and accessible to all employees and the public as well. They should be weatherproofed. Make sure that you put a prevailing wage box, either a mailbox or a tube on there with the prevailing wages. I'll send all that information to you in an email after this. C-92 is required before any subs start to work. I see that your subs are not approved yet, but they are in there. RC is not in there yet. ODOT must monitor payments made by prime contractors and subcontractors with compliance proposal note 031. Your SBE, looks like you have Garcia for your SBE. Is that correct?
Garcia and RC.
RC,
okay.
Yeah.
And under proposal note 14, as a reminder, the SBE goal is based on the final contract amount. Any increase or decrease in the final contract value will affect your SBE goal. Honoring SBE commitments, you're required to honor all SBE commitments made to SBEs at the time of bid per the approved SBE plan from central office. For participation to count towards the goal, SBE must perform a commercially useful function, a CUF form. You must supervise your own people and make your own operational decisions, use your own equipment, not the primes, and keep a regular workforce. Under proposal note 8, will you be utilizing any SBE trucking?
Nope.
No. Okay. I'll send an SBE no trucking needed form in that and just get that back to me too.
Okay.
That's all I have this time.
All right. Thank you, Brandy. Real estate, the acquisition of right-of-way was not required. All proposed work is within the existing right-of-way. And that brings us to utilities. We have our district utility coordinator, Mr. Rodney Cockrell, with us.
Okay, you're good to go with utilities. Frontier had a pole that was in conflict, but it has since been moved. If you guys discover any surprises or anything out there, please get a hold of me. Let me know.
Okay.
Brings us to public relations. Our district public information officer, Michaela Bruning, she'd like a point of contact for turnkey in case she gets a call from the patrol or the traveling public or something.
Be me.
Okay. What's a good phone number for you?
614-296-3457.
3457?
Yep.
And what's a good email for you?
Ebaum, E-B-A-U-M, at tunnelit.net.
All right, thank you. Just keep in mind, all maintenance of traffic must adhere to the federal OMUTCD with the Ohio Supplement, as well as the plans. If you use temporary signals, they must rest on red. And if you're flagging through the zone, you must have cones the entire way through the zone to delineate the lane. Other than hard hats and safety vests, does turnkey require any additional safety apparel or PPE be worn on the project? Just keep in mind, all vehicles that are inside the work zone need to be equipped with photo strobe lights, LED warning lights, or rotating beacons. And all workers inside the work zone exposed to live traffic need to have high visibility t-shirts or safety vests at all times. And are you familiar with the CML process? It's fairly new.
It's vaguely.
Okay. Well, once you do the initial submission, central office will put it in. But if there's something over the course of the project, you have to change suppliers or materials or something, send that updated CML to Levi.
Okay.
He can get those material sets, because we, the way our system works, we can't go in and pay for it if that CML's not updated. So we just don't want to cause a delay getting you guys paid for work you've already done. Couple of proposal notes. We have proposal note 127, which is the land value contract. And are you familiar with the proposal note 133, the new BABA requirements? Mm-hmm. Okay, check out that proposal note 133. They've kind of changed some of the rules, what's required to be Buy America, Build America, and what. So it seems like, and that 7/18/25 date is important, because I think each October it's changing again. So whenever you talk to your suppliers, if it does require to be BABA compliant, just from the get-go say, hey, send me the certifications with it. That way it's not, we're trying to close out the job and going back 6 months later trying to find documentation. And then we do have proposal note 150, which is the digital ticketing, which have asphalt. There's probably not much aggregate to worry about either, is there?
No, they're only 100 yards. I think 200 some yards wrong.
Okay. All right.
Paved Denver for us.
I mean, you'll have your concrete.
Okay.
I bet it might be enough concrete to, because I don't remember what the yardage is on it, but it might be enough to trigger the e-ticketing for the concrete.
E-ticketing.
But they'll send paper tickets anyway also.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to general discussion. Any questions, concerns, anything regarding the plans or the project?
Yeah, seems pretty straightforward.
I was going to say, a total of 9 pages. Hopefully there's not too many problems. That land value contract, it's $115 a minute, looks like, so just keep that in mind.
I was reading that note in there where it talks about either removal of the first 50 feet or reshaping. Are you guys planning to do the removal or the reshaping, or just you'll figure it out when you get down there?
We're going to go look at it after this and see. Okay. Get a plan together.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of benching.
And any of the material information on the liner, any of that you can give me as early as possible. That way we can, because that BABA stuff is, it's a bear. So I just want to make sure that the suppliers are sending over the appropriate documentation, which, I don't know, they should be used to it, because it's very similar with what the steel requirements always were.
Right.
There's a lot of suppliers right now are struggling.
And it's going to get more complicated. So.
I guess we're going to get our rock from, well, it's Melvin, but I think it's coming out of the Latham pit.
Okay.
For that. And then the dirt we're going to get from Towpath.
Towpath.
Yeah. Okay. They got a yard there somewhere close.
Just make sure if it's coming from Latham, make sure they get their tickets straight, because sometimes the tickets will show up, which maybe Melvin's approved for that type of stone, I'm not sure. But
okay.
Sometimes it's fine because they stockpile it there, but the tickets will say Melvin, and Melvin's not approved for a certain type of stone, but really it came from Latham. So the tickets just need to say where it actually came from.
Okay. All right, I'll make sure they got it.
Yeah, they know the deal.
Yeah.
Towpath's got concrete too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's your closest place to get concrete, yeah.
That'll be what we use.
Okay.
Chris or Levi, do you guys know what the water elevation out there is now? Is it pretty accessible right now? Or
I generally don't go that way, but I assume that it is.
When I was out there a month ago, there was about that much water run through the one pipe.
Okay.
No water in the other pipe because it's had silt and stuff. But
it's all backwater. When the Ohio River gets up, that's whenever there's a problem.
Yeah.
Springtime, sometimes you can't even see the pipes. So
right, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen photos where there's debris like 5 or 6 feet above the culvert. So
yeah, when I was out there about a month ago, there was, like I said, about that much water flowing through the the one pipe, the north pipe, but other than that, there was nothing there.
For subs, I did forget the concrete pumper. It'll be statewide concrete pumping.
Okay, and just remember too, since they are sub, they need the certified payrolls. You said it was tri-state?
Statewide.
Statewide, okay. Tri-state was the one where.
Yeah.
Tri-state issues? Has issues getting their payrolls in.
You don't have to tell me. We did a Porter Bridge deck in first week in May. We just got their certified payroll yesterday.
Yeah, the
county was holding $326,000 because of that payroll. Supposed to be check up today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
holding estimates on a $128 million job because they can't get their payrolls.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy.
You'd think they'd stop using those carrier pigeons to deliver everything.
Well, and the job we did was an LPA job. So the lady they had give the link to, she's no longer there because the job started last August. She's no longer there, so they can't even get into work that they've been paid.
Oh
yeah, it was a train wreck.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. My goodness.
All right, any other questions, comments, concerns, plans, projects? We'll move on to the last item, informal partnering. The department would like to add 2 informal partnering goals. 1, prompt payment. So like I said, that ties into keeping that CML updated, getting your DSRs in for your materials, getting the BABA stuff, and then finalize as you go. Hopefully Trenton will be getting with you at a minimum at the end of the week, going over, hey, this is what I got for pay items, make sure everyone's on the same page, and then hopefully when it gets down to the end, when Chad Elliott sends you the final quantities, everyone's already agreed to everything, it's just a formality. So at the project level, the department will be represented by myself. Who would represent Turnkey at the project level?
Myself.
Okay. And then at the administrative level, the department will be represented by our district construction engineer, Mr. Paul Moravy. Who would represent Turnkey at the administrative level?
That'd also be me.
All right. And then at the executive level, the department will be represented by our district deputy director, Mr. Mike Dombrowski, who would represent Turnkey at the executive level?
Monica Verasso.
How do you spell that last name?
V-A-R-R-A-S-S-O.
That is all I have on my agenda. Last call, questions, comments, concerns?
No.
All right. Yeah, well, appreciate everyone's time this morning. Have a safe and productive period until we meet again. Thank you.
Thank you.